Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Muhahaha. Ladies and gentlemen, sorry for the voice, I'll explain later. I'm at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival from the 3rd to the 29th of August, except for the 15th of August. I'm on every day on George Square in Assembly Room 4. The link to the tickets to this show, Stephen Mullen Ouch, are available, and the link that I will have in the description to this podcast. Otherwise, you can honestly just Google Stephen Mullen Ouch and it'll come up. And you can come see me here at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival at 5 to 5 every day from the 3rd to the 29th of August. That's a long time, except for the 15th. See you then. Let us do this.
Hey, Stephen! Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Man, oh man, oh man, woman, oh woman, oh woman, have I got stories for you. What a crazy week it's been here at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, but thank you so much for coming back, and welcome back to episode 108 of Hello Steve-O Podcast for this Friday, the 12th of August, 2022. What a week it's been. It's time doesn't pass normally in this situation like it does in, when you're in your normal life. Time doesn't, you know, there's no days, there's no, like, I know it's Friday today, but it doesn't feel like a Friday to me. You have to remind yourself what day it is. Like, this is like being at summer camp, you know, when you went away as a kid and you were, I don't know. I mean, I went to the weird summer camps. I went to the Christian summer camps, you know, where we were all doing prayer meetings in the morning and then playing football and trying to shift girls in the evening and then more prayer meetings before bed. Yeah, true. I think it still happens. Let's be honest with you. I should write a podcast on that. Oh, that was. I did have a thing about that in my first show, Son of a Preacher Man. That's right. Yeah. Anyway, explain the voice, Stephen. Explain the voice. I just sent a voice note to a friend there who wrote back to me and said, that sounds like the voice of Love Island Australia has been at the Edinburgh Fringe for a week. Which is fair enough. I get it. It's tired. I'm not up that long. But I'm in good form. I have to say, a little bit tired, but I'm in good form. Now, the reason for my lateness, for my tardiness and getting to bed late last night was that this is a very Edinburgh Fringe thing. And those of you who are in the real world or going to your job or you're listening or you're working at home are going to hear what I'm just about to say. And you're going to go, ugh, oh my God, those arty people. But I got invited out to see the full moon last night. I know. I mean, my initial reaction is like, why do I have to go out to see the full moon? I can just... look up in the sky. Doesn't matter where I am, does it? But then it was like out in the meadows, which is just this huge, massive park in Edinburgh here. And at a certain point in the evening, loads of crowds kind of gather in the park. And I don't know if it's every evening. Maybe it was just for the full moon. But Jesus, the bang of weed off the meadows last night. And met some new... I was hanging out with some New York actors and they invited me to come out and see the full moon. It was actually really nice. Hung out with them, had the chats, and the moon was impressively low in the sky. I don't know if anyone noticed that. It was very low in the sky and it was bloody huge and very bright. So I was cynical about it, but then when I did finally find them and then I was like, right, where's this bloody moon? And I looked over, I was like, oh, that's pretty impressive. It's pretty big. It's pretty bright. I thought it was the street light. So that just kind of went on till, you know, do you know when you're in a situation where I really should go home, I really should go to bed, but it's just like I can't be arsed moving. Well, that's the story of my bloody life right now, let me tell you. Every day I have a show and every day it's like I'm sweating after I come off stage. I'm really fucking, I'm losing the pounds. That's the good thing. And And then I always sit down with a couple of gang from our crew from the agency. And if I really shouldn't sit down immediately after the show because then I can't get up for ages. I cannot get up. So then that was the same last night. We were out in the meadows with the full moon and somebody had a birthday and they had a cake and they were just playing music and chatting shite, to be honest with you. And then it was just like, oh, I can't move. It's midnight and I can't even bloody move. But it was a lovely evening. Got to meet the cool people that were the cast of a play that I went to see the other morning by a theatre company called Dutch Kills. They're a New York-based theatre company. And they did a play called Intelligence, which was really a play like... I don't know if you guys watched Homeland, which is a great show. I loved it. It was a CIA show, but like the Criminal Intelligence Agency. I think that's what this stands for. The CIA, basically, in the US, and it's kind of following around the main character of Carrie, and the series ends up going all over the world. They had, my favourite season was probably the Berlin one. That was, although it was bloody heartbreaking, great drama on that one, but the Berlin one was probably my favourite season. I think that was season 6. But anyway, you should check out Homeland. They go to Afghanistan, there's all sorts of crack that goes on. Anyway, Intelligence, this play that I went to see, was like, a little bit like Homeland, but on the stage, and it kind of really argues out the moral conundrums that one goes up against when you have to deal with terrorist organizations. There you go, it's a bit of crack. And I haven't seen many other shows yet. Now, I did go to see David O'Doherty, Whoa Is Me. Excellent show. Well done, Dave. It was great. That's on the George Aikman Theatre at 7:30 every evening. I would say get a ticket, but I know he's got an extra date added, but I don't know if there's any tickets available. But anyway, if that's one recommendation, Jason Byrne's show is well up and running, so go and see that. He's absolutely killing it at the moment. And if you're in Edinburgh as well and you haven't seen Me and Mama, go see Des Bishop, because his show is only here for another week, I think, because he's only doing 2 weeks. Check out Julie J at 3:20 in the Gilded Balloon. Oops, This Is Toxic. And that is, yeah, my recommendation. Alison Spittle Wet. I'm going to see Kat Cohen. She's doing her work in progress stuff. I'm going to see Randy Feltface, who's basically a puppet on stage. I think I told you last week that I brought a puppet on stage in my show and then realized, I don't really know what I'm doing with this fucking thing, do I? It's a lot harder than you think. So, yeah. It's all going well. Today's episode is a story of genuine sadness and tragedy, coupled up with some highs and some lows, and some, you know, in general, I think, look, the thing about Edinburgh that's got me so far is just the tiredness. That's what you have to look after, and I'm doing my best, but I'm not even doing that much. I'm pretty much flyering, doing my show, and that's kind of it, a little bit of hanging out, and I'm exhausted. Lots of people are telling me that just being around the festival, because where we are in George Square, it's just busy, 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 people, people, people. Flyers, food trucks, beer gardens, you know, which is all great crack, but I suppose without realizing it or subconsciously or something, I don't know, just being around that energy the whole time is exhausting, apparently. But I had a couple of evenings, oh, I don't even know what night, I'm not even going to try to remember, where I was just like, Jesus Christ, I am going to fucking, like, aching with tiredness. My body was sore with tiredness. Then, I suppose you don't realise the steps that you get up, you know. I'm definitely losing the pounds. Just walking around the whole time for hours, flyering. I say hours. I never do more than an hour because I'm like, feck that. There's two other girls on my team every day that are doing it. So it's just like, I'll just do a solid hour. It's a bit more of a selling, pushing point if it's the guy who's performing the show is going out and doing the chats. And thankfully, it's been great. I cannot complain. I had, as I said on Instagram stories the other day, I had one pre-sale on one show when I went flyering, and that I got that up to 24, so I was delighted with that. And then, yeah, the quiet days, I'm like, oh God, it's 5 today or whatever. And I seem to manage to get the numbers up with the flyering. So it's great, you know. It's Hopefully the weekend comes in now and we can get a couple of full rooms. That would be absolutely lovely. But thank you to everybody who has come to the show so far. And it's totally, it's very hard to read because it's totally random, the crowds that you get. It's not like going on tour with Dez or with Jason and understanding what kind of an audience you're going to be dealing with. It's not like gigging in comedy clubs because you have an MC on beforehand to warm up the room, to get the crowd going, to set the tone of the room, to find out where everybody's from, to figure out what's going on in the room before you go up on stage and you can go and kill it and go bam, 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 bam. None of those things are said. It's the Edinburgh Fringe, the biggest fringe festival in the world. So you literally don't know who's going to be in that room every day. Like the day before yesterday, I had a show that was like brilliant, killed that. Well, didn't kill it, but just like, you know, I know what the show is, these routines, I know what this is about, blah, 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 blah. And I'd written some new routines, I'd tightened the top, I'd done different things at different sections of the show. And then it, you know, then yesterday's crowd come in and it was completely different reactions to completely different stuff. So there's no read on the room. There's no, no matter how much I tried to MC it up the top, no matter how much crack I tried to have with the audience chatting them at the top, there does not seem to be a read on the room, which is why the Edinburgh Fringe makes you a better comedian, because you have to figure it out in the moment every time you do a show. No two shows are the same. You can prep the arse out of your show all you bloody well want, but whether it's going to work or not for an Edinburgh audience, It's difficult to know because an Edinburgh audience are different bunches of people every day. I'm just embracing that challenge. I'm just like, fuck it, you know. Literally, the other day I was going, right, there's one person in today, fine, I'm going to give this person a show. Now, unfortunately, that went up to 24, so it wasn't so much of a challenge, you know what I mean? But it was... It has been great overall. I can't complain about the shows. Like I've said, look, I've said what the challenges are of the show, and every day I'm working, coming up with new ideas to try and rewrite stuff, to come up with a different way of doing things, to try and make something better. So every day I'm kind of working at that aspect of it and just trying to look after the energy levels as well, because like yesterday for the flying, I swear to God, it was roasting. I was only out there for an hour and I took about three breaks, like in the shade, put a bit of water on my head because it was so hot just to be standing out there in direct heat and trying to get people to go to your show. I mean, the poor Scots as well, like, I mean, Irish and Scottish people, we haven't got the skin, you know, like, we're not built for this type of weather. So, you know, you're asking a Scotsman, do you want to come see my show? He's like, only if it's in a fucking fridge. But the audiences have been fantastic. And it's one of those weird things that the Fringe, I'm learning as well, it doesn't, you know, you think you're getting multiple people in to see your show every day. You think that that's going to translate into, you know, followers on Instagram or on all that kind of stuff. It doesn't really work that way at all. Edinburgh Fringe Growers are a very specific type of people. They've lined up, they've planned what it is that they want to see. They have a schedule for every day because there's thousands of shows on every day. They have a schedule for every day of what it is that they want to do, and they go and see show after show after show after show. So sometimes you're dealing with an audience member that has just seen another show and you're just another one on their list, so it's hard to get them going or excited or to laugh or whatever like that, you know? But it doesn't translate into Instagram followers, interestingly, because this show really, really does work on, no matter how much you spend on the social media aspect of things, the only way that this Fringe Festival really works is on recommendation, is on somebody going, you got to go see this show, this is great. That's literally the way it works, which is kind of cool. It's great that it's just like social media and all that kind of stuff is a little bit irrelevant to all these crew, to all the Edinburgh Fringe people. But it's all word of mouth. So at the end of every show, you have to say to people, please, this the only way people come is because of recommendations. So please do recommend this to your friends. So it is good. And I have been enjoying myself altogether. Now, I will tell you about what is genuinely a tragedy that has happened in my life in the last week as to what has had me. I actually didn't get too down about it, but when you have those of you out there who have kids, or those of you who remember being a kid, to have your heart broken on this level is just harsh. It's harsh. Now, I don't want to give away too many details because, as you all know, I've always kept the details of my daughter's life private. But I will say to you that at some point in this week, very recently, it was my daughter's birthday. And she was in Portugal with her mother. I was there with her for a bit, for a week before I had to come over here. And the plan was I had organized everything for them to fly to Dublin, have a night in Dublin, and then fly to Edinburgh so she could spend her birthday with her daddy. And she was all excited about this. It was going to be a big birthday for her as well. She was going to come and enjoy the Edinburgh Fringe and see the kids' shows and do some flyering and all this kind of stuff. So it was a big deal for her. The accommodation was sorted. We're going to have a little party for her here and all that kind of stuff. And her mom get to the airport only for her mother to realize that... Mm-hmm. Now, listen, be nice, okay? Because I'm over the annoyance of this, okay? But just be nice. Because her mother tried to travel into the UK on her EU travel card. I don't know if anybody's seen this in the news recently. And if you're listening from abroad, if you're listening in Australia, if you're listening in the US, you might not understand the significance of that.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
But it has been in the news of late that the United Kingdom is no longer in the European Union. Scotland is in the United Kingdom. Therefore, if you try to travel into the United Kingdom on your EU travel card, it ain't gonna fucking work. So, they were told as much on the Ryanair flight, and I had told said mother to travel on a passport all the time anyway, because some airlines, even if it's in within the EU, will only accept you using your passport. Turns out that this individual's passport has also expired, and she's Portuguese, and she was in Portugal for 3 weeks and didn't fucking get a new passport. So, that was the tragedy, because I came off stage after a show during the week only to have a text message saying bad news, and I'm like, you're joking me. I video call and I'm obviously pissed off because I've set everything up. I planned to go and collect them at the airport and blah, blah, blah. And most importantly, more than anything else, you know, I was just looking forward to seeing my daughter. Well, how things change when you're on a video call and your daughter is at the airport sitting on a suitcase with her mom and she is inconsolable. Tears streaming down her face. I want my daddy. I want my daddy. And all you can do is have, you know, you can't get upset in that situation because you have to console her. Her poor little heart is broken. And her mom is crying as well. And it's a really, you do remember being a kid again because you do look at her and kind of remember what it was like when you were a kid when something like that happened. And I know, look, it's not the end of the world, that nobody died. We're not in Ukraine. But when you're in a situation where you're going to see your parent and it's for a special occasion and it's such a big deal that you're going to do it at a big, massive fringe festival, it's kind of heartbreaking, you know? And she was gutted not to see her dad. But here is the beauty of children and their minds and the imagination. And I know the way her mind works, and it's beautiful, really. And I do celebrate it a little bit in the show. Because even amongst all those tears, and it took me a while to console her, and I had to get her mum to put the phone up to her ear so she could hug the phone while I was talking to her, and she could listen to me at the same time, and I calmed her down. I told her this. I said, look, you know, we could do some magic, and tomorrow isn't your birthday. She stopped crying. She starts listening. Because you know that Daddy's going to be back next week anyway for a day to visit you. So that on his day off that he goes back, he was going to do that anyway. So do you know, with magic, that tomorrow isn't your birthday at all, and we could move your birthday to when Daddy's home on the 15th. What do you think about that? Tears stopped immediately. She looked at her mom, she looked at her phone, and she said, how many days is that? And she counted the days. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so we've got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Great. And then, bam, 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 bam. And that was it. It was over. Magic worked. She was like, that's fine. There's no party tomorrow. I don't want anybody telling me happy birthday tomorrow. I don't want anybody bringing me any presents. I don't want any cake. I don't want any celebrations. I don't want any birthday until my daddy is home. And so we did it. I think it's amazing that kids have that kind of resilience. And the day that it was her birthday, I called. I went to see if she's okay. I said, her mom, is she okay? But that was her actual birthday. And her mom said she hasn't mentioned a thing. Because as far as she's concerned, the birthday doesn't exist. Which is pretty cool, you know? I think there's a lot to be learned from that, like even in myself, you know? Sometimes when things are a bit shitty, or I see things as a bit shitty, like with the power of magic, really. I mean, it's just perception, isn't it? How we can just change something around and kind of go, well, that doesn't exist now. Crack on. The things that hurt us in life or whatever, the ability to let us go, or the things that are definitely out of our control. Like, I've got a few things going on, for example, career-wise for me, that make me worry about, you know, what's the future holding? What's financially going to happen for me? Like, I don't, my work is kind of like, you know, where's the next step? Where's the next move? How do I move up the ladder? How do I make more money? Or how do I sell more tickets? Blah, 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 blah. But then, when something like that happens, that's genuinely the moment when children, like children, teach you that you can only deal with the things that are within your control. And it's funny how we can do that for kids, but then we don't flip it around ourselves and kind of go, oh yeah. That exact same methodology that I've used with a child, I should be using on myself. Because there are things that are out of my control and I just have to move on and do the next thing, you know? Make something else happen. So, if anything, all those tears drying up and her big brown eyes and that moment of her going, how many days is it to my birthday? Was just magic and taught me a lot. I'm realizing as I'm telling you guys, I'm realizing for my own self, yeah, there's a few things that I'm not that fucking happy about or that I'm worrying about or that I stress out about, but actually, do you know what? Let it go. Just do what's in my control. All I can do is the best I can do with this Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Make this show the best show that I can have. Have a show that, should the opportunities come up, that I will tour Ireland, that I will do it in the UK, that I will do it in Australia. That's the dream for me. That's what I'd love to do. But for now, all I can do is make this show great. So that was the tragedy of this week. It was a little bit difficult and it was very sad when the cake got delivered to the house that I'm staying in, the birthday cake that we ordered. And I'm like, does anyone want cake? Birthday cake for one? But it's all good. Honestly, I wasn't, because very kindly, like my agents and other comedians and stuff around were very kind, checking in on me, kind of going, oh, you okay, you okay? Because everyone knows that I'm looking forward to seeing my daughter. But I am okay. It's all good. I will live. Because honestly, her reaction to the whole thing made me kind of just go, well, if she's teaching you something there, Stephen, crack on, you know? So that was the tragedy of this week. And for a moment, it was a tragedy, but I am delighted that I do get to go home and see her anyway. And I'm going to do my best to sort out a situation where she could come over and see some shows anyway, because still, it is an amazing thing, this Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And it is a thing that children should experience. It is the largest arts festival in the world. And that sounds on a lot like... Well, I can only speak for myself. I know in my head that I kind of would have just fobbed it off a little bit in my head and kind of going, yeah, whatever. But regardless of me being a performer at the festival, it is a special thing, like, that thousands of shows are on every day that tends to, well, I presume millions of people but over the course of the month come through to see live performance, to see comedy, to see cabaret, to see theatre, to see music. Like, it's crazy to be walking around the streets and to have so many shows on and the possibility of doing so many different things. I just think it's when you're in the middle of it, and maybe when I was younger, I probably wouldn't have appreciated it as much because I would have been out. I would have been out in the pool drinking beer the whole time. But now you kind of come over and it's just... Like, I'm old enough to, and even though I'm working at it, I'm old enough to appreciate this is pretty special. Like, this is pretty special. Like, a huge arts festival like this is pretty bloody special, you know? And I haven't got to see enough shows yet, and I am planning to go and see a lot more. But it is special to kind of, the more I will go and see other people's shows, the more I'm going to go, you know, hopefully be inspired and hopefully go, this is amazing, or give me ideas, or be inspired to see the way other people are doing things. So yeah, it's a beautiful thing. And it's also lots of like-minded people are here. And I don't mean like-minded in that we all think the same way. It's all people who are accepting of people who are think a bit differently. Creatives who have different ways of expressing themselves all over the place. It's just a good energy to be around. And then all of a sudden somebody asks you, do you want to go and see the full moon? And you go, fuck it, why not? Sure, we're at the Fringe. So it's this joy to be around so many like-minded people, or open-minded people, shall we say. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. And it's the weather, sweet Jesus, has been tough. We need, I'm not going to lie to you, comedians now, we need some rain. That's what we need for the Fringe. And I know that'll piss everybody else off, but let me tell you, we need some fucking rain. Get them wet. Get them wet so they want to come inside and watch some stand-up comedy. That is my selling point still, the air conditioning. But we could do with some. Look at also the other aspect of it is that if you can come over, like, I think Edinburgh is a great thing to come over for the day. If you're in Ireland or if you're other parts of the country, there's so much going on here. You could literally go on the internet, pre-book a load of things, go up and see a few shows, because it is inspiring to be around so many people that are creating so many things. However, the reality is that I've heard from all the venues, from all the major players who were the event companies that put on the big shows, that, like, overall, it's a bit of a quieter year. It's understandable. The world is going through a tough time. Everybody's going through things financially. In the south, in England, there's still rail strikes going on, so it's difficult to travel and all that kind of stuff. So I get it, you know? If you can, I'm kind of saying, if you can go. Like, even fucking Mr. Ryanair said yesterday, Michael O'Leary, that it'll be a while now. It'll be a while now before you'll see the super cheap 99p flight, let me tell you. So things have changed. I get it. And the first thing to always go when people don't have money is the arts, because people are like, I ain't got money to spend on that shit. And it's understandable. But if you can, if it's possible, absolutely get yourself over to the Edinburgh Fringe. It's just great crack. People are asking me for recommendations. Hit me up on old Instagram. Now, I'm going to go now because, as you can hear, my voice is tiring. Oh, it's probably warming up. I haven't washed. I haven't brushed my teeth. I have not had any breakfast. I don't know what I'm thinking. By the way, the coffee scene in Edinburgh is absolutely stunning. There's amazing amount of cafes that are doing really, really good coffee, like top of the range, like specialty coffee places. Like, it's a much smaller city than Dublin, but there's definitely way more specialty cafes, I'd say, here. However, brunch is not really a thing here, which I find a bit mad. But anyway, so yeah, lots of places don't do eggs and stuff. Like, you know, all those beautiful cafes, they just do cakes kind of a thing, you know? Brunch, not really a thing. Did not know that. So anyway, I'm going to try and either get myself some eggs. I haven't got time to that. Let's be honest, Stephen. You're running behind already. Dez has just asked me to go and play pitch and putt. So I think I'll do that. And that is it for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for all the messages. Lots of you are messaging me. And I feel like, as I said last week, I feel like I'm representing Ireland at the feckin' Olympics here. The amount of kind messages of support that I get, that people going, fair play to you. It looks like you're killing it, Steve. I mean, I've never said I'm killing it over here. I've never said that. But what I am doing is working my ass off at a new show and being, just doing my best. So that's all you can do. And remember that now as you listen to this on a Friday or the weekend or whatever thing it is that you're doing or whatever thing it is that you're worrying about. Remember the five-year-old, now five, who was supposed to go and see her father and was at the gate to board the flight and was told, you're not going to see your father and it's not your birthday now. And that five-year-old went, right, fuck it, I'll move my birthday and I'll get on with it and I'll stop crying. An inspiration to all of us, I think we can all agree. Thank you so much. Do get in touch. If you're coming over, send me a message. The link to buy tickets to come see me in Assembly is there. And that's it, really. Peace and love. I'm going to go brush my teeth and have a wash. Like, you got a filthy podcast off me today. But I think this podcast has been good for warming up my vocal cords. La 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 la. I don't think I'm going to go higher. La 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 la. Happy Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Peace and love.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford Tough, Built Ford Proud.